Yesterday's meeting was an initial discussion, a first step in meeting with the minister to try and communicate to him clearly what we are facing. It's not just mackerel, it's blue whiting, it's boar fish as well. So it's a triple blow to the northwest. We rely on these three species for our landings. We're looking at 70% cut in mackerel, 40% cut in blue whiting, and 22% of boar fish. It's just not sustainable, and it's going to lead to significant loss of employment in the northwest.
How likely is it for the EU to row back on this decision?
Well, it's too early to say, but I mean, there are provisions within historic arrangements to protect us in relation to the cuts like this. There's what we call the Hague preferences. These protect and minimise the cuts to Ireland in the event that the quotas are cut below a certain level. They need to be defended. They need to be invoked. But also we need to push very hard at European level for Europe as the competent agency that negotiate on our behalf to fight for these cuts to be reduced as well, and at the same time maintain a sustainable approach to the fisheries.
And do you think that Minister Dooley's up to that task?
He's certainly prepared to meet with us. We think he's up to the task, but this needs an all-of-government approach. It needs the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, the senior minister and himself to meet with industry. He gave us an undertaking yesterday that he would maintain close liaison with us. We're meeting with him again on Wednesday to discuss this and other aspects of the sector for the coming year. So we rely very heavily on the political will and political support.